Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Now that you've purchased all the fine products and services mentioned in the last break, it's time to be mind-numbingly bored by these two guys, John and Lance, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios that has microphones and stuff on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in Lawson Gow, who is the founder of Polka Talk. I was at your event last year, and some of the technology that you have, it is unbelievable, the sports technology. People put so much stuff. The innovation in sports technology today is mind-blowing. And you are announced yesterday. There is going to be a huge event here for 4 days. George R. Brown Convention Center, Discovery Green, various hotels. Downtown Houston is going to be the place for like a world fair for sports technology.
That's what we're calling it, the World's Fair for Sports. That'll be both a celebration and showcase of sports around the world and the technologies transforming them. And we're in the golden age of sports tech. There are so many cool technologies that are innovating the way the athlete prepares and performs for the sport, the way the audience engages with the sport, and the way the arena, the stadium, houses and hosts the sport.
Yeah. I was out there about this is something that coaches should all be at, because there's stuff that you will learn. I mean, you do a lot of sports technology stuff, Lance, with measuring kids' heights and weight and all of this stuff. There's all of that kind of stuff is going to be going on right here. If you're a coach, you really need to be here in any sport.
It should be a great spot for the industry and the sports tech ecosystem to convene and experience educational content in the form of like panel discussions and keynote speakers, product demos, startup pitches, but also for the fan and fanatic to just be a spectator of lots of different sports and a competitor in some as well.
Yeah, and that's going to be so the people who just want to learn about different things, like you talked about, I've seen some of the Drone Racing League stuff before. You talked about having some of the events, some of the, not events, but participants are going to be from maybe a little bit of one-off from traditional sports, but that's actually what's really on the upturn and on the upswing is traditional sports. They've already got their niche, but it's the one-off, outside of the fringe of what we know as traditional sports that are really starting to come up. Obviously, I would say gaming has become, esports is well beyond that now. That's way more mainstream than people believe. Way more, or than some people would believe.
Yes. And it's both what's new and next in sports beyond the big ones. Like, I think pickleball and spikeball are growing faster than other sports, right? But also, where does technology intersect with sports, like fan-controlled football, which is like a video game where you're controlling the play calling of the players and the teams. Drone racing, you mentioned. But really highlighting the places that are like evolving the way that we are thinking about how sports are played.
But this is going to be a lot more than just that. It's going to be a music festival. It's going to be food fest. It's going to be all of these things. What is that thing in Austin that they do?
South by Southwest. Yeah.
South by Southwest.
It may be helpful to think of it like that, where it is very much a B2B tech conference expo for the industry, for networking and education, but fun for the fan, the consumer, the B2C ticket buyer. And so there'll be a packed calendar of different ways that people can play funky sports, watch cool new sports, or not at all. Let your kids play those things and enjoy the live music and food.
Yeah, that's going to be neat. Why that was George R. Brown open then? Was that date, or was it specifically Houston in April? Is going to be great.
Well, we started with a full calendar. We ruled out the summer months because we don't want people to come in town and hate us. We cut out January and December for holidays and such. South by Southwest and the rodeo are in March, so that was out. It seemed hard to do it kind of during the football season. And so we landed on April. And yes, part of it was when can we take over all of Discovery Green and some of those hotels and a huge portion of the George R. Brown.
So how many, so what are you guys expecting from outside of the city of Houston? First of all, from inventors and technologists, the industry coming in here, and then how many people, you know, fans to visit this thing as well?
I don't know, but we think that we'll have roughly 50,000 people come. 45,000, I think, will be for the fan festival, maybe 5,000 from the sports industry. The sports industry folks, I think they'll be predominantly from out of town. The Fan Fest may be largely regional, maybe Texas people, maybe 75% from Texas. But the idea is that this is truly capturing the spirit of the original World's Fair and is a global gathering place for everything sport.
Where are you hearing from the technology side? Where are you hearing, what are the strangest places that you're hearing from?
Well, you mentioned esports. The largest hubs, geographic epicenters for esports are not in this country. They're in Asia, uh-huh. and a lot of really transformative kind of hotbeds for sports tech are in Europe, in Tel Aviv, but certainly on the coasts here in Chicago, kind of all over the place.
Yeah, so you're expecting this could grow into something that's going to be just huge. And you're going to do this on a yearly basis?
Yeah, it'll be every year, roughly around the same dates in Houston, and we want it to grow to something that absolutely takes over Houston and evolves Houston's brand into being a global destination for this.
Well, and I know that from the beginning of when you guys set this up, when you were at the Cannon, and I was, I think I did intros at the smaller event when you were there, the discussion, and that was probably, that was pre-pandemic, that would have been like 1918
that's
in
right.
that neighborhood. Yeah. One of the discussions was you're tired of seeing, you know, the money all go to Austin and then to a lesser extent Dallas, and you wanted to keep the tech. Well, I say the money. You wanted to keep the growth and the tech here in Houston. You wanted to see, why not Houston?
Yeah, that is a big part of why our team's doing this, is we want people outside of Houston to not just continue to think of us as an oil patch town and to think of us as a cool birthplace for new sports innovations. And we're a sports town. We've got the big sports teams here. We've got lots of industries that have overlap with, like, the human performance technologies of sports, like space tech. And Houston can be a real hub for this kind of thing.
So Art brings up a good point. More importantly, will there be beer at this World Fair?
There will be lots of beer. Yeah. We actually are talking to this group that's a golf simulator, and we're going to create a whole region in the Discovery Green area where people can go and hit golf balls and drink beer.
Perfect. I'm yeah. in. Hit golf balls and drink beer.
Yep.
Tony wants to know, is Lawson the black sheep of the family for refusing to call this event Tech Map?
Well, I didn't follow the formula. Forgive me. Fair question.
Was that ever on the table? Well, by the way, what is Poketalk? Okay, what does that mean?
That's a good segue to saying it out loud. Poketalk. There are lots of different pronunciations, all wrong except for Poketalk. So
it's Poketalk. Okay. Poketalk.
Hey, I told you. That's what I have to dab on you, John.
John, you were saying it like it's polka dot with a K on the end a little bit.
Poketalk.
Poketalk.
Poketalk. What does it mean?
Poketalk was the first team ball sport. It's an ancient Mesoamerican sport played by the Mayans and the Aztecs. You've probably seen those stone hoops in the Mayan ruins and stuff where you hit the ball, and it's kind of like a soccer lacrosse mashup.
Yeah.
And we loved the juxtaposition of kind of the first sport and now the future of sport. We also wanted to be a little funky and mysterious and maybe hard to say.
How many Mayans do you know? Are you sure it's Poketalk and not Poketalk? Because yeah, listen, BK says progress and process. It could be Poketalk, and you don't know.
Oh, no, so you're like BK.
I'm just like BK. Right. Okay.
Rather than ask the people who really would know, I clicked that little pronunciation link on Wikipedia.
Oh, do they know Mayans too?
I don't know.
Okay, they don't know either.
I don't know.
Let me
put it this way.
I don't know any Mayans. You don't either.
Mayans, yes, you might know Mayans. Mayan, there's Mayan descendants in different parts of Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know any. Maybe Esme. I don't know.
I talk to different Mayans.
I don't.
And they say Pocatuck. So you're out on this.
Okay,
one.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Look,
when America gets to a, whenever we say something, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's
too
right.
bad, John.
Right.
You're
that's
out.
Right. I don't know how to pronounce the sport. I know how to pronounce what we are calling.
Yeah, they're okay. Pocatuck.
You know how to pronounce.
That's safer. Yeah, I know how to pronounce.
So Pocatuck was one of the original sports of all time.
Yeah, yeah, 3,500 years ago. I think.
They used to. Yeah, the loser. Bad things happen to the loser.
They were deadly serious about sports.
Yes. I remember hearing about this way. It was not good for the losing captain or chief or whatever
really?
It was.
Or maybe whole team.
Yeah, maybe the whole team. Yeah, you didn't want to lose.
Worse than gladiators versus lions?
About that.
About that's the same.
Yeah.
About
the same. Let's say you better play with competitive spirit.
Sports matter, man.
Yeah.
Soccer matters tonight. Giving away tickets, as a matter of fact. So we appreciate it. Hey, this is going to be great. We'll be hearing a lot more from it. I'm sure we'll be broadcasting. It's going to be a big, big, big event that hopefully turns into a World Fair-ish in years to come.
Yeah, we'll drag you guys into it. And tickets are not for sale yet. They will be shortly, but go and pre-register to attend.
That is Lawson Gow. Pocatuck. Anybody who's saying and I know BK is going to say Pocatuck, okay? I know he is. So you got to set his ass
straight. Don't listen to him.
All right, don't listen to him.
Don't listen to BK.
My father says Pocatuck.
He does?
Yeah, he's created a different wrong way to say it.
Pocatuck. Yeah. And it's going to be next to April, and it's going to be huge. And Lawson, we appreciate it, man. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys.
That is Lawson Gow right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about John Daspit now.
Yeah, John Daspit is the guy here in the – well, really, it's not just here in Houston. It's the state of Texas. He is one of the most, if not the most successful in the state of Texas when it comes to personal injury law. He is the biggest in the city of Houston. He has 10 different offices around the country, around the state of Texas, multiple lawyers working at every single one of them. And what they do is they find cases where people come to them and they say, hey, this is what's happened to me. I was injured on the roadways. I was injured at work. I was injured through no fault of my own. And I don't know what to do or who to turn to. Like, I don't know how to – they want to make a settlement to me, and I don't feel like this is fair at all. It's not even covering my physical therapy. I'm still got a knee issue that isn't getting any better. That's why you have John Daspit on your side. He passionately pursues justice for the injured, and he makes it very easy. One phone call to 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, and you are going to be ready to, you know, take on the big guys with one of the big guys. John Daspit is a big, big fighter for you, and he is highly successful. This guy has a good win rate as well if it ever needs to go to trial. But in most cases, it doesn't even go to trial because John negotiates a much better settlement for you than you would for yourself. Make sure that you call him at 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll take the Negroni.
A Negroni. Magliato with Prosecco in it.
Now back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. One thing we haven't touched on, Rory had it in a press conference yesterday.
Everyone wants to hear from Rory.
Well,
good thing, but Rory is so conciliatory. He is. Rory's like, you know what,
took
guys?
It well.
Bygones be bygones. We welcome you back. Everything's good.
No, everything's good. You know what? Everything I said before, I apologize. Here's Rory on what he thinks of Liv. This is not good.
But it's not Liv. I think that's the thing. I still hate Liv. Like, I hate Liv. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from Liv. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for. And I think it will continue to do that. So, look, going forward, I hope that there's, you know, there may be a team element and you're going to see maybe me, maybe whoever else play in some sort of team golf, but I don't think it'll look anything like Liv has looked, and I think that's a good thing.
He does. He hates Liv. Hates Liv. So they had a a meeting with the players with Jay Monahan, and here's what came out of it. So there's a guy on the tour you don't know. His name is Grayson Murray.
Oh yeah, I knew they'd have a Grayson.
Well, yeah, of course they have a Grayson.
Yeah,
he's 29 years old. He's ranked 227th in the world. Not that high.
No.
Not that high. Well, he was telling, here's what he said. He was telling Jay Monahan, we cannot trust you. You lied to our face. We don't trust you, Jay. You lied to our face. Rory chimed in to Grayson. He said, just play better, Grayson.
No, he didn't.
And Grayson shot back, McIlroy, F off.
No, is that real?
Yeah, that happened. And multiple sources said that was the exact exchange.
Just play better, Grayson.
Just play better, Grayson. I guess they're sick of Grayson. But apparently, so the team concept thing on the PGA Tour, Joel Dahmen, who's one of the funnier guys on the tour, he's got a personality. He's really
always
good.
Had a great personality.
He's the guy, you don't know, he's the guy that hit somebody and he gave him a $100 bill on buying your beer today.
Oh, that's him?
That's him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know him as the guy who hit somebody and bought them beer guy.
Yeah.
You know.
He's also on, he was the hit of that documentary that they
Full
have.
Swing?
Full Swing. Okay. Yeah. He was, his half hour was the best one.
I'm going to get to it. I haven't seen
Full
Swing yet.
Yeah, me too. I got to one of them. I haven't gotten to the rest of them. Joel said this, I've grown up being a fan of the Four Aces. That's one of the teams in Live, which is 2 years old. Maybe one day I get to play for them on the PGA Tour. So,
I grew up being a fan of the Four Aces.
There,
how do you think this? But you know what?
John, I think that there will be a team event on the PGA Tour.
Honestly, just to be honest, I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, it will actually. You know, once the tour, listen, at the end of the tournament, it's inevitable that there will only be three guys on the leaderboard that they show. Because that's all. Those are the only guys that have a chance to win.
Yeah, right.
Those are the only guys that matter. But if it's coming down to a team event where it's, and they pay mightily, and by the way, you got the Saudi money now, which is going to be the purses, the first place purse on the Live Tour right now is $4 million. You get $4 million for winning an event. You don't get that anywhere on the PGA Tour. And these, and they pay $1 million+ for the team event too. So if this is on the line for these guys, it is going to, every putt is going to matter coming down the stretch, no matter if you're in it or not. So if you're in for the individual, but the team event will go on where it will matter if you, for your team, whether or not you play well down the stretch, even if you're out of the individual event. So it will absolutely add to the viewing experience.
Yeah.
Team event.
Without question. I think one of the things people love is obviously Ryder Cup. Now that's, you know, there's a country versus country, but for exactly what you're talking about, it adds a storyline if it's team versus team. You know, I do think it also lends itself to potentially having some type of potentially a best ball tournament or even a, I mean, wouldn't you love that? Would you not love to see a scramble format to see what the best golfers in the world could do with a scramble format?
I'm not a scramble fan, so no. I would not like.
How low could they go?
Oh well, they hit well. They, I would rather an alternate shot is the toughest.
Well, alternate shot would be
That is.
But can you do it with a 4-man team?
Well, you could every fourth shot. Yeah, you could, but. No, you could do it with a 2-man.
Or what if you have a designated driver, a designated second shot guy, a designated putter?
Okay. I mean, you're making up, you know, you're making up events that will, you know what?
It's what now, now's better time than ever.
Well, why not?
Just let the, ask the Saudis what they want.
What?
They own you.
What? No, it's what will they pay for, not what they
the,
want.
The Saudis,
what will they pay for?
Whatever the Saudis tell you, yeah, just do it, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it anymore. We gave you billions. Shut up and do what we say. Signed, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Kind of like we do whatever China says. You shut up, NBA, or we'll take all your, we'll take all you guys off TV here. Sorry. Our apologies.
No, now, it's going to be interesting to see now.
When will Saudi Arabia try to buy their first NFL team?
Well, what's going to be interesting to see with ESPN and CBS, they were not in bed with them, and now they're going to have to get in bed with them on the PGA Tour. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not they're going to say, we don't want to be involved.
Well, they're in bed with the PGA Tour.
They're in bed with the PGA Tour, but the PGA Tour is now in bed with the Saudis.
I know, but they don't care. ESPN will take your money.
We'll see.
100% they will take your money. The question I have...
No, it's CBS is paying them, not the other way around.
Well...
not the other way around.
Wait. Yeah, that's... That's actually true, because I'm thinking of lesser sports that end up having to pay to be on. Well, what do you mean be in bed with them? You have to.
Well, not really. Not if you don't want to cover golf anymore. If you say, listen, I wouldn't be surprised at all if... Well, I don't know. We'll see. ESPN, listen, in golf right
but
now
Liv
is NBC...
But
Golf
Liv had
Channel,
to pay a company to in, carry theirs.
In golf right now is ESPN, the Golf Channel, NBC, and CBS. One of them or more could say, listen, this is not what we signed up for. We did not sign up to be partners with the Saudis.
One of them.
One of them or more could say that.
Who's going to do... Show me the person who says we didn't sign up to be... Show me the people who love money who isn't taking it from the Saudis.
Well, we'll see. Now, love money. Are we going to lose any ratings because people will fall off because they don't want to watch golf anymore because they're in bed with the Saudis?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I know. Here's what I think.
Wait a minute. And it's not a ratings-driven event anyway.
Well, it was.
With
Tiger.
With Tiger, it was
more
so.
It raised the money, but now that the money's there,
but
I think they're going to care a little
less
about it.
It's all about the demo. It's all about older people with money watching the sport.
Yes, some of them may, in theory, be turned off, but I don't think they're giving up their Sunday golf. They can very quietly watch it and say, I don't support them, and still watch events. And you're not going anywhere. You're sitting in your bed. You're not buying, you're not buying a sports package. You're not buying jerseys. You're not buying tickets. It's free. You can sit there, mind your own business, watch and tell people, I hate that. I would never do that.
And
the Saudis, I mean, I watch because of the players, but I'm not going to support that. And then they watch the events. I think that's what's going to happen. I also wonder if maybe this time apart with some of the best players in the world who you haven't really seen a whole lot of is not going to reinvigorate some golf fans to be excited about, hey, I mean, we get everyone back together again. I get Bryson DeChambeau back.
I'm excited
back,
to have
Johnson back, Cam back.
Right.
So you could see that from a TV standpoint. It is curious. Are they going to try to demand more money on a TV deal? And will they pay it? Because ESPN has gone through a model of saying the best financial model for advertisers is live sports.
Yes, sir.
And this is a live sport.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
It's not an on-demand sport.
It'll be interesting to see if any of these television networks pull out because of this. We'll see. Jay Monahan is not long for this world.
Jay, I mean, if you think money doesn't always win, you're kidding yourself. Money will always win. Saudi money, Chinese money, you don't care about. You can talk a good game, but when the money's in front of you, they eventually. People take it. That's what it is.
What about tequila money?
Well, I mean, what about tequila?
Right.
You're not having to spend a lot of money. You can support Maestro Dobel, but really Maestro Dobel is supporting you. You're looking for the best tequila you can find. Maestro Dobel says, look, we got it for you, and it's affordable. It's a much more affordable price than some of the other ones out there for being a high-caliber tequila, and it is. Make no mistake about it. Made in Tequila, Mexico. I'm going to take a trip out there, really excited about it, to where they're making the tequila, and it's going to be a great opportunity to see all the ingredients that are used, the process that's used, because the process of creating a great tequila is something that really makes a big difference when it comes to the front end of in terms of the flavor profile and then the back end finish. You're never going to sip Maestro Dobel and have that, you know, make that noise you make with the cheap tequila. Never, ever, ever. 11 generations of tequila makers have fine-tuned it, and what you get is Reposada. You get the Añejo. You get the Cristalino. These are phenomenal tequilas that are all very different. So make sure that if you love tequila, you put one of these bottles on your shelf. It's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy, and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros lost last night. Still 4.5 games out. It's the Rangers finally lost the game. Thank you, Rangers. Finally lost the game. I'm sick of the Rangers already. This is going to be fun going down the stretch. It's going to be interesting to see now. Jeremy puts out what's wrong with Dusty's lineup every single day. He sends that out, and he sends his, you know, Brian McTaggart or whoever sends out the lineup. He retweets it. And what's wrong with Dusty's lineup today?
Okay, so
what's going to be wrong with Dusty's lineup today?
Wait, but he does it. He means it, or is he poking fun at people who complain about
it? No, he means it.
Okay.
Because no. I think we listen. As much as Dusty is, as much I don't know that I've ever seen a manager who gets more.
I know that's
and
why
I feel
bad
more.
When you question?
Yeah, question more than Dusty, and yet 2,000 wins, World Series now. I feel great. That was awesome. Dusty was a great story.
Handled his World Series. Great last year.
Handled it great.
Managed
they
well.
All pitched their act. I mean, they couldn't have pitched better. But he handled it great. You know, the whole Trey Mancini thing.
Well, if they pitched
thing,
bad,
whole...
it's why was he in the game. So it can't be only Dusty gets bullets and he gets no flowers. You can't do it like that.
No.
Dusty did great, and all of us were saying that. So, yeah, I'm a little hesitant to – it's a long season to every day find – if you go out of your way to try to find something wrong with Dusty Baker on a daily basis, I would say maybe you should, you know, just – maybe go watch a movie, go play a round of golf, get a run in, get a walk in, start a new show. If it's your obsession to always see if you can find what's wrong with Dusty, my guess is you're going to find a lot wrong with Dusty. What do you want? Do you only want a static lineup? Because he doesn't have static lineup. He doesn't have the people to have a static lineup yet.
No. But we've always had. Listen, I've never seen a guy who's as accomplished. Now, I will say this. When I was in Chicago for the Astros and White Sox, you know, there were Cub fans at the radio station. I went to Chicago to the radio station there, the ESPN there, and they hated Dusty. I mean, hated Dusty. They were so glad that we had Dusty because they were sure that he was going to screw it up.
And then one of the things you look at them, like their World Series last year, the Cubs were really good.
No.
They didn't win a World
Series? No. Dusty was there before.
Well, yeah. Well, the year before, like 21.
And then
21.
When Dusty left, they did win a World Series,
20.
Actually.
In 16? Yeah.
We won it in 17.
16? Did I have all my kids then? That was so long ago. I was in another station.
Well, right, but Dusty was there a long time ago.
Great. Dusty's been to, two World Series, three since then? Whatevs.
So...
I have the stuff with Dusty. Yeah, he's in with his veterans, and I don't ever think you should try to worry about making a lineup based on if you're going to hurt Michael Brantley's feelings or anything like that. Or I don't want to have Jeremy Pena not in a two-hole. You know, I'm not going to put him there because of somebody else. That's all stuff that I think is stupid. But Dusty Baker's winning a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Dusty Baker, I think it's a waste of time to continue to try to find what's wrong with his lineup. Personally, I mean, it's a it's an opinion.
I don't know. We talked plenty about it, about him not playing Yiner, about not, you know, and who, you know, who's in center field. We've been talking about
this. I don't ever complain about who's in center field, though. I don't have a problem with it. He's playing Jake, or he's playing Dubon, or he's playing, you know, do you really have a problem with how he's in the center field?
Recently,
Yiner Diaz.
This year is not an issue. It was last year. Yeah. Chaz finally won out. Guess what? Yeah. Chaz helped you win a World Series.
Yeah, and he played well. And Yiner Diaz right now is, you know, Dusty is, we're still early in the, that's the one issue I have. But other than that, I don't have a problem with how he's handling. I mean, every once in a while, I'd rather they not rest two top players on the same day, like Jeremy Pena and Altuve. I'd rather you not do that. I think there's ways to rest guys without stacking too many at the same time, which limits your chances to win.
Right.
Because I do think having home field advantage is a big deal.
Well, last night
it
was Bregman and Pena, yeah.
No, I know, but the day before was Altuve and no.
No, Altuve's been out because of the
Altuve's been out. It was, yeah. Bregman and Pena. Yeah. So your left side of your infield.
Right. Right.
I don't love that.
No, I think
you can
do
one at a time.
Yeah, right. But anyway, they got Fromber tonight against Berrios. So this is advantage Astros. It was funny who put out their list of best pitchers, and Fromber was number two on his list. We just saw that list. I mean, you're right. It's June, so we do a bunch of lists now. Everything is a list. But he had Fromber Valdez as his second best pitcher in Major League Baseball, ahead of Garrett Cole, ahead of a bunch of guys, ahead of Verlanders, ahead of all kinds of guys. And you know what? Fromber's got to step up tonight. Fromber is, you know what an ace does? He's a stopper.
Yep.
Not a closer. He's a stopper. He stops the bleeding. And the Astros are bleeding. And if it takes him shutting them out, because the Astros are only going to score one or two runs, then he needs to shut them out. And that was the problem with Ronel Blanco last night, is Ronel Blanco had a 2-1 lead, and he gave up a solo shot. And you know what? Then that was too much to overcome for this offense, which is amazing how
it happens, though.
How dry it gets, how just it's like the desert sometimes. And it's just amazing how, as talented as these hitters are, that they can go into these funks like they do, and they have the last couple of nights.
Did you see Baby Gronk's mom, by the way?
Oh, that's Baby Girl's mom.
This is Baby Gronk's mom.
Baby Gronk's mom. Okay.
Can you describe her for people?
She's big. She's curvy.
Voluptuous?
Voluptuous.
Yes.
That's the word for her.
Like?
Dad is really... I guess, you know what? He's doing it. Dad's doing okay. Dad's doing okay for himself, Lance, despite the fact that you think he's, I don't know what you think he is. For some reason, how about this? I was just offered a $100 bill to hang out with Paul Gallant on the show for a couple of minutes after this show. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
$100?
Yeah. I mean, I said, 2 minutes. Okay, you said a couple minutes.
I said 2 minutes, and I need money up front.
That's right. I need that cash up front. So I'm going to be hanging out with Paul Gallant for not long, but I'm going to.
What'd you say?
Not long. I'm going to be here. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. I want to hang out with Paul Gallant
for 2 minutes exactly. You can't put the timer on.
A couple minutes you can hang.
They mean it in like a, you know, just for a couple minutes. They mean it like that. They don't mean for 120 seconds.
No. Well, they didn't say that, did they? And I'm going to stick to the letter of the law, brother.
Who gave you this money?
Management. So we're going to, just so you know, me and Paul Gallant, it's the, I'm going to call it the John and Paul Gallant show. The Granato and Gallant show. The GG show.
Okay.
Better not leave, okay? Because it's not going to last long. Taking a break. News of the Weird next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me. Huh?
News of the weird. Weird, weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird time, Lance. At what age do you think your child should get a tattoo?
When they're out of the house.
When they're out of the house?
Or they can if they want. I'm not going to try to make them. Or if I'm talking to Maddie, never. Because tattoos are trash.
That's tattoos. Tattoos are trashy.
Well, she says that already.
What about the mom of a 6-month-old who got a tattoo of the word mom on the baby's arm?
She tattooed her baby?
Who probably tats was for tots.
Was crying nonstop?
I would imagine. Okay. So the baby is getting a tattoo right here. Do you think that babies should get tattoos of mom on their arm?
Sure. I guess parents can do whatever they want. I guess they can tattoo their babies.
Yeah. No.
I'm not going to get in other people's business.
Should that be criminal?
Yeah, you can't.
That's for
permanent.
And by the way, the needle in a baby?
Yeah, but also, you know what else is forever? Baby pictures.
Yeah.
And so sometimes there's some parents.
Do you want to see little Charlie? Because I got.
Yeah, but you have a good one probably.
Yeah, I got good pictures.
Yeah, but bad baby pictures last forever too.
Yeah, but I don't.
They show up at weddings.
Well,
when somebody puts it on a screen somewhere.
If you have an ugly baby, then yeah, you shouldn't be. But my granddaughter is beautiful.
But of course, a bad haircut goes away. A tattoo doesn't go away.
Doesn't go away.
What if the kid's like, I gotta get a tattoo removal because my mom tattooed me. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's not real.
That's real.
That's a real story.
A
6-month-old got a tattoo.
A 6-month-old baby got a tattoo. And what is it? Mom.
In Florida?
How much do you love yourself if you make your baby get a tattoo of mom on you? I mean,
okay, this isn't real.
It's real.
This one isn't real.
No, that's not real.
The kid's got them all over his chest.
No, this is in the New York Post. There's a new study out, Lance. Being happily.
Wait a minute. No, these are. Wait a minute now.
That can't be real.
No, this baby's is temporary.
Oh.
Yeah. The little kid, the one I just showed you, he's tattoos all over his body. Those are temporary tattoos that the parents thought looked really cool.
Oh, yeah, great. There's a new study out, Lance. Being happily married prevents working men from burnout. Do you feel like you're ever going to get burnt out as happily married as you are?
No.
No.
I'll never get burnt out.
Right? I'll never, ever, ever
never
face burnout. Right? So there's also...
Now do kids.
Okay. Will your kids, if you have great kids, will you ever be burnt out?
Oh, no.
No.
If you have great kids, yeah.
What if you don't? Then?
We'll see.
Will you ever be burnt out?
Yes.
Yes.
I could be. If I keep getting talked back to,
then,
and me having to get upset about it, it could burn me out of life.
A new study out says sharks and humans can share the ocean peacefully. Do you believe that? Do you want to swim with the sharks?
No.
No?
I know what that means.
Yeah.
Swim with the sharks?
No,
that's dead.
He swims with the fish.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness today's Thursday, right? New study out says deadly heart attacks are more likely at the start of the week. More happen at the beginning of the week than the end of the week.
Believable.
Okay, so
believable.
We've actually passed that deadline. We got a good 3 days where we're.
Do you know in Sevilla, Spain, McCool told me he goes Wednesday is officially the beginning of
The weekend?
Of the weekend.
Love that.
It goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I said, how does anything get? Do you have lawyers here and doctors? And I said, how does anything get done? He goes, I don't know. It does. I mean, I see people walking around having drinks and food and hanging out all the time. I don't know how they do it, but everyone does it somehow. Everyone somehow has a job, makes money. They don't work. It's amazing. And even our tour, we had a guy who was a tour guide who said, he even said, you know, it's an old stereotype of Spaniards being lazy from a work standpoint, I guess, job. He goes, but he goes, it's really true here in Sevilla. he even said that he's from there. He goes, you know, we really don't work that much here. I said, this is incredible.
That's awesome. I love that place.
This is like what an
It's
an influencer's dream come true.
I want to go live there. So apparently, you know, we've heard of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Cocaine Crab.
Cocaine Shark.
No, Cocaine Sharks.
Yeah.
Crabs now. Crabs have joined the cocaine parade of,
what is cocaine
of wildlife.
Cocaine, what does that mean?
Crabs. Listen, how much cocaine is dumped in waterways throughout the world right now? Crabs are accessible to cocaine as well, right?
Yeah, but what happens with a cocaine crab?
Well, what happens with anybody on cocaine?
I mean, did they develop?
They just want more.
Did they steal from their parents? Did they embezzle from work?
Do they
from their work crabs?
Do they start attacking people for more cocaine?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what a cocaine crab does.
Cocaine crab is now. We're going to have another movie, Cocaine Crabs.
And people will watch it.
And people will watch
it. Just like Cocaine Bear. Did you watch Cocaine Bear?
No, I didn't see Cocaine
Bear. I didn't care about it. I also didn't care about Sharknado, but that was a big deal. And I saw some of it. I mean, I get it. It's campy. It's supposed to be fun or whatever. But, okay, we did that. Now we're doing Cocaine Bear, and it's the internet told me it's the biggest deal in the world. And okay, and I checked a little bit. It's so bad. It's so dumb.
Well,
I've got to get through Gamora. This is taking forever.
Oh, is it really?
I mean, it's long. It's five full seasons. And Italian mafia stuff is, they don't play around.
No, they don't.
It's a lot of deaths. You know how hard it is?
In the first episode, there were like 40 or 50 deaths.
People die a lot in this show.
Holy crap.
You got to start introducing more characters to the show just to kill them.
Yeah, because they're all getting killed off. New Jersey mayor accused of anti-Semitism lost the election.
Okay.
You know who he lost it to? Another candidate accused of anti-Semitism. Oof. So this was an anti-Semitic race, really.
Okay.
And the one, maybe he was less anti-Semitic. I don't know.
I don't know what the.
And in New Jersey, I don't know that you can win being anti-Semitic. But if both candidates are anti-Semitic, both candidates are anti-Semitic, who are you going to vote for?
I would tell you, apparently you can.
Apparently you can. Apparently there was a UK firm given £430 million. For green transition. They didn't really use it for that. They expanded their oil and gas business.
PPE.
Thank you. Thank you for
they
all that
oil
money.
And gas yeah. to go green?
So have you ever quit a job?
I left to go to another station, so I guess so, yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody's quit a job. Yeah. At some point, you got another job.
Some people have been quit from jobs.
In Japan, apparently embarrassed employees pay agencies to quit for them. In Japan, I guess it's less suitable. It's not socially acceptable to quit a job. So they pay. There are actually firms that will go in and quit your job for you.
Other than being afraid of the Yakuza, because I've seen that on TV in Black Rain and in other documentaries, it seems like it'd be great to live in Japan. No real drama. Like, no real drama. You quit like everyone. I'd be the one like, well, I could quit the job. I'd be fine.
No, the Japanese mafia is real, though.
No, I know. I know. And I don't really want to deal with them. I haven't dealt with mafia here, although I did know some at the pool hall. No. Was in New Orleans, who ran with Carlos Marcelo back in the day. I didn't know him. I just, you know, I watched him play. I'm like, really? They're mafia? That's back when I thought mafia was supposed to be dressed like their lower level. It's not the Hollywood version of it. Kind of like what Donnie Brasco first showed you.
All right, before we go, and I'm going to spend a couple of minutes here with Paul on the other side, so stay with us here on ESP. Well, we'll see. Did you see that the Yankee game and the Phillies game were both canceled because of how bad the air quality is?
Oh, man.
Because of the Canadian fires?
Unbelievable. The videos I'm seeing.
Ironically, you know what yesterday was in Canada?
Some Earth Day?
Clean Air Day.
Clean Air Day, yep.
Clean Air Day.
Nice.
Yesterday in Canada, when it was possibly the worst it's ever been. Nice time to celebrate Clean Air Day, Canada. Canada's dumb. All right, we're done. Oh, by the way.
Canada's dumb.
And by the way,
Canada fires and we're losing games in New York City and Philadelphia?
No.
And as if we shouldn't be pissed off enough at these people?
Yeah, that's pretty jacked
and
up.
And they played in Toronto, but they didn't play in New York because of Canadian fires.
We played in Toronto.
Yeah. How about that?
The nerve of these people.
All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
Hey, what do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
F*** y'all.
Well, all right.